Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. Yay! And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And it is March 6th, and a happy and safe Friday to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central. That's Chicago, and 8 p.m. Eastern, which is New York, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And you can catch my show at 1 o'clock in the morning in Brazil. Oh, man, I like that. We've got some special shouts out for you tonight. One of my friends is going to be listening, and she is with the Consulate of South Africa in Chicago, Illinois. Oh, man. She told me I was famous. I'm like Nelson Mandela. I like that. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your services and support known. Oh, man, that's so sweet. If you want to reach me, you can listen to my show by dialing 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or Don.McClure@AOL.com or DonSMcClure@DSMpublications.net. I got a heck of a lot of emails, and you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books on my website. And I will be more than glad to sign it for you. We have reached, and I got to get the drum roll for my producer, 45,010 people as the show started. And we're starting our show off with a bang. So I want to make sure that everybody that I promised to send a shout out to, if I miss your name, blame it on my hard head and not on my heart. But to all my fans, friends, supporters, family, relatives, cousins, ex-girlfriends, old girlfriends, new whatever, I want to send a few shout-outs out to you. And I got to send a special shout-out to Patronus, and I probably screwed her name up. She was telling me how to pronounce it last night, and she said it's kind of like Petro, so I guess it's Patronus. Okay, anyway, she'll teach me. From South Africa, who works in international affairs for the Consulate of South Africa in Chicago, and who is going to teach me some languages of South Africa, from which I understand there are 11 languages, and she knows 9 of them. And she's going to teach me how to pronounce the artist that we're featuring tonight, whose parents were from South Africa, and now she's living, doing, singing, doing some great things. She's from Africa. Huapele, And I was trying to pronounce her last name. She said, Hua, Hua. I said, okay, Hua, Hua. Hua Bailey. So I hope I got that right. So let's get the show started. And a special shout out to Ella, who lives in Fairview Heights, Illinois. She is a new fan and listener. And she is listener number 45,015. Man, I mean, we're starting to roll in here. My blue lights are lit up. Tonight's show topic, we are still going to be talking about tonight, still just a one-talent producing culture. And I know a lot of you want to know what I mean by that, so I'm going to talk to you about that. But we got a great show for you tonight. I want you ladies to listen to this first track. Janet Jackson's going to bring us in before we start our show off with our words. And she's talking about a song called If. And what she's saying is, if I was your girl, but since I'm not, and I can't, and I won't, then I can't be your girl. She said, but I see you looking at me, and I know you want to talk to me. And I got a story to tell you today that I saw on the internet that was really funny about a girl and a guy giving up a phone number. But let's get the show started. I am pumped up, and I want you to start it off with Janet doing If I Was Your Girl. So the next time you're at the club and a guy say something to you, say, look, if I can't, I won't. Because I got a man. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial and reach me. And I'm having a ball and I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I like that track. She said, if I was your girl, but unfortunately, I got a man. Oh, man, she said, the things I do to you, man. Ooh, that's a heck of a track. We got a new caller listening in the Georgia area, Sandra. And I want to send a shout out to her. She says she's going to sneak some minutes in while she's at work and listen to my show. So again, I just love my fans. I love my audience. I love my relatives. I love my mommy and daddy. I just love everybody. Let me just send you a big kiss. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Woo. Every week, my laptop gets more slob on there than I can stand. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only that's pumped up, fired up for tonight. It is Friday, and I have 45,000 listeners. That's a heck of a lot of people that enjoy my show. And I appreciate every last one of you. You, your children, your dog, your cousin, your nieces, everybody. And I love the people in Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Chicago, Memphis, California. Just California, yay. California, yay. Hey, man, did you know I'm going to California? I'm going to enjoy the heck out of myself. But listen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight, we are talking about the black culture. Are we still just a one-talent-producing culture? And we're going to have to talk about that. Oprah Winfrey is closing Harpo Studios in Chicago. She's leaving to go to her big studio where she does all her work. I guess from what I read, the studio was kind of slow and they had 200 employees and they're going to be terminated, laid off, whatever. And I don't think a lot of them are going out to California. But my question is, I'm proud of Oprah Winfrey. I'm glad she's continuing to grow and do, and from a business decision, it's probably the best thing for her. But I think that we're the only culture that when we have something really good, Oprah can kind of move on, but why not turn that into a studio kind of like public television does? Rent out the space where people could come in and do their productions, get some things together, and maybe even sell it to her network or buy some network time from her. That way the studio stays open, can be called Harpo Productions or whatever, and you give a chance to a lot of young producers. I mean, we've already had Ebony Magazine downsize, so we should have kept that even larger because it was an icon. We had the first black woman started a bank in 1904. The bank lasted 100 years. When it closed, it was bought up by a group called the Abigail Adams Group. And, of course, they were not black. So that means that we lost one of our icons. Now, the other cultures, they had Sears Tower. They sold it to somebody else, called it the Willis Tower. They're getting ready to sell it again to somebody else. And all I'm saying is that we should pool our resources together. And that would be a heck of a tourism place. I hope Oprah's listening. And maybe, like I said, she don't have to be there. But why not have that studio where young producers can come in, have their shows, and they don't have to be young. They could be old. Doesn't matter. But they could come in and be connected to Oprah through a building. Just like, you know, when you go to other cities and you see these buildings that are hundreds of years old. Well, maybe just keep the building and let the young producers have it. The rap groups could come in there and do their rap thing, the singers. And you could have a lot of TV shows. It's just an idea, but we're the only culture that right now they're saying in the news that when Oprah closes the studio, it's going to be the demise of the television industry in Chicago, I guess for us. Now, why does it have to be the demise? I mean, it's good that she's going on, but why not say, hey, put a call out to all the producers. Say, look, would you guys like to rent time in the studio? Come in here, have your own TV shows, and maybe even create a new smaller network. I don't know. But we're the only culture that we had a black man really develop the shoes in the country, made them better. We never followed up on that. We had another black man build automobiles in this country, 1932. He built 32 cars, Greenville, Ohio. And guess what? We never continued to have our own auto manufacturing company. So the question is, are we still just a one-talent producing culture? And we lost one of the greatest voices in the world, Whitney Houston. And there are other young ladies who sing really great, who Clyde Davis maybe could have picked up and put them on the map like he did Whitney Houston. So you got to think about that. Why are we just a one-talent producing culture? We had Motown in Detroit. We had in Memphis Stax. And none of these things are still doing as great as when the main people were alive. That's what we're talking about. So we're going to get back to that conversation tonight. And it's something for food for thought. Are we still just a one-talent producing culture? And how can we change that? That's been the dialogue between me and some of the business associates that I know. We're going to play a track real quick by our featured artist tonight. Her name is spelled G-O-A-P-E-L-E. And from my understanding, it's pronounced Huapele. I'm getting better at that. She's from South Africa. We're going to talk about her. And at least that's where her parents are from. And that's where her name comes from. But we're going to get the show started with her. We're going to pick out a track called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And I like this track. I had a chance to listen to it. Really nice. And this artist has a lot of talent. And we're going to play one of her tracks.
I built a house that I can't live in.
played that track, I had to listen to the words of that. And she was saying she was talking to, I guess, her husband. And she said every time she complained, he went like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever done that to somebody? Man, you look at the phone and you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's trying to tell him, hey, something ain't right. And he said, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, man. How come he just don't say it? I don't want to hear it. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And my number is 347-633-9376. If you want to listen to the show, you can by just dialing that number. And you can always get me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And I got a new promo out. It's on Facebook, talking about my great show and my great fans. And just great, 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 great. Special shout out to A in California. I could not do my show without her inspiration. So I got to say, hey, AA. I like that, AA. Even though, wait a minute now, AA. How about AAA? Nope, A is good. Okay, that's good. Listen, we're talking about the image and the topic is created because of one of the icons in Chicago is leaving for the betterment of her company. And one cannot blame her for wanting to continue to grow. But what does her leaving, or why should her leaving, present such a gap? When we say we have many black millionaires and we are a city of growth, yet in the black community, we're still caught in the one spotlight where the negotiations for buying the building or where the power brokers, we need them to make a name for a new TV station for someone and give the talent in Chicago a chance they deserve. And talents from all across the country. Everybody knows Oprah Winfrey. So just imagine if you went and did your own TV show in the Oprah Winfrey Studios. That's just an idea. Maybe she's listening to it. It shows in the amount of productions we have on TV, and it shows in the amount of directors and producers and those that lead and open new frontiers. We're always complaining about the Academy Awards don't have enough blacks in it. We're always talking about the motion picture industry doesn't have enough blacks leading the way. You got to remember, the Academy Awards was not started by you. As we grow as a people, look at the Hispanics. Look at everybody out there is building better stations, more festivals. They're doing a lot of great things. So imagine taking your children down to the consulate's office, taking your children to an embassy, getting them more involved. And, you know, it's good that this friend of mine can speak 9 languages. How about we stretch ourselves and say, okay, wait a minute. Maybe if I help my child learn another language, send them off to school in other countries, other states, other areas, so that they can become more broad-based and make them bring back the talent to our communities so that we can build stronger. Talk about, are we just a one talent producing culture? Every time we lose a great icon, we seem to fall by the wayside. There was a man named Jomo Kenyatta in Kenya. There were more American young ladies named after his country and him, Kenyatta, Brenyatta, Senyatta. And after Jomo Kenyatta died, you didn't hardly hear the name Kenya anymore. And the person who was president after him, Daniel Arap Moi, a lot of people knew him, but again, he wasn't as popular as Jomo Kenyatta. Then there was Julius Nyerere in Tanzania. A lot of girls were named Tankania, Tanzania, Zania, all named after that country and Julius Nyerere. So when he died, that was the end of that. Now you don't hear as much about South Africa with the failing, and it's not failing. Now don't misquote me. But there's got to be more leadership after Mandela. So do we always want to take one culture, one person, build them up so high, and then after they're gone, we don't have anybody else. That happens into the black family a lot. When the matriarchs leave, the family falls apart. When somebody else should step in, a brother, older sister, maybe the sister of a mom, maybe the brother of a dad, become the next matriarch. We don't have the family dinners anymore when that matriarch leaves. Are we just a one-talent producing culture? And when our icons leave, that's the end of the story. So I want you to think about that. While we get into a track, that was Miss Hua Paley. I know she's going to kill me for saying her name wrong. But in the meantime, in between time, my board is lit up, and I got to play a track by my girl, Mary J. Blige. And when I come back, I want you to think about that. Are we still just a one-talent producing culture? And can we change that? And have we changed it? We need to think about Reginald Lewis and some others. And again, teach our children that our young men have to become the next head of the family. Not just being out there, but the head of the new family. And we need to get coats of arms. But we need to start brokering our power that somebody else built and carry that legacy on. So I want you to think about that while we're talking about that tonight. Are we still just a one-talent producing culture? You know I like that track. I've been kissing, I've been screaming like it's over. You know what? My producer is online on my Skype. And he's looking at me like shaking his head. He said, Don, don't sing. Please don't sing. And you know you could Skype me. So now you could see me and I could talk to you. Man, that's pretty good. We're talking about, are we still just a one talent producing culture? And you know why I say that? A lot of you, and I hope a lot of you, or at least I hope a lot of you don't actually make this true. But did you know Chicago was discovered by a black man? And we very rarely teach our children that. A man named DuSavo was the first black Catholic to come to Chicago, called Fort Dearborn, and he discovered the area. Now, we talk about Mrs. O'Leary's cow, who burnt the town down. And we very rarely tell our children or anybody. We sing songs about Chicago. We give everybody credit, from Jennifer Hudson to everybody, which are really good. But how often do you hear somebody say Chicago was discovered by a black man and the first black Catholic? There was an argument about that some years ago. There was a gentleman named Tootin that for years everybody said he was the first black Catholic to come to Chicago. And as they kept arguing and going back and forth, Catholic Church and a lot of other researchers did some research and said, you know what, we were wrong. The first black Catholic to come to Chicago was DuSavo. So we had the DuSavo Museum, but we talked more about the Field Museum. We have so many great things that African Americans and people of culture have done. And every year during Black History Month, you very rarely hear anybody say DuSavo. There was high schools named after him. That's what I mean by being, are we still just a one talent producing culture? We should be definitely putting his name out there year after year after year, even if it wasn't called Chicago, it was Fort Dearborn. But the point really is, every other culture, their highlights of their icons, and they keep pushing them, even when they're gone. The first president of Liberia came from America named Joseph Jenkins Roberts out of Richmond, Virginia. And they still got statues of him over there. They still talk about that whole government, what he did, what he started. And he wasn't even from Liberia. He was from Richmond, Virginia. A black man who became the first president of Liberia. So that's what I mean by, are we still just a one talent producing culture? If we don't educate our children and other cultures of the greatness of the things we've done, they don't know, so they can't talk about it. And if we keep allowing great businesses to go out of business or just change, still telling you that the Hostess Twinkie, still around, comes back from the old days. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And yes, my priest is on my Skype line saying, good, Don, good, good. I know you're coming to confession because you learned a lot about the black Catholics. My priest, man, is a trip. I love my priest. But yeah, that's just a tip. We're talking about, are we still just a one talent producing culture? I've got a track I'm going to play by our featured artist, Huapela. And I hope I say the name right because I know I probably didn't. She's got a track called Break of Dawn. And after I play the track, we're going to talk a little bit about her. But again, think about the African-American culture. Are we still just a one-talent producing culture? And understand that term. Are we leaving people out that's done some things and not even talking about them? We'll be right back.
make sense. Live your life with no regrets. Oh, that's what it's all about. And it's sure as the dawn, the world keeps turning on. First you're here, then you're gone. I wait for no one.
Talking about a track. Now, I like that one, and that's totally different from the one called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And that's what artists got to do. Now, it's pronounced, and I was going to say G, but I was told don't pronounce the G. So it's Hua Pele. She was born Hua Pele Molabeni. Now, I don't know if I got that right, but she was born July 11th, 1977. She is considered an American soul and R&B singer, songwriter. Her name means to move forward in Setswana, S-E-T-S-W-A-N-A, a southern language. And that's what I was talking to my friend about, and she was explaining to me. When I first heard the name, she said, well, let me think about that. Now, her father's name is Douglas. He was an exiled political activist who struggled against the apartheid system. Hua Pele, or Hua Pele, New York-born Israeli Jewish mother. His name Noah. So she's got an Israeli Jewish mother and a South African father, and they're fighting against apartheid. They had been attending protests since she was the age of 12. Noah attended Friends World College and was studying in Nairobi, Kenya, where I just love me some Jomo Kenyatta, where he said, if the witch doctor tells you he can make you rich, then how come the witch doctor's not rich? And think about it. Every time I think about Kenya and Nairobi, there's songs called A Night in Nairobi. There's a song called A Night in Tanzania. I think one day they're going to make a song called There's a Night with Don S. McClure. Man, wouldn't that be nice? When she met and married Douglas, I guess that's Noah, Hua Pele and her older brother, DJ, were raised in California, South African exile community. I didn't know we had a South African exile community in California. Man, that's weird. I got to find out more about that. Both our parents inspired Hua Pele to become very involved in community affairs at a young age. She attended the Berkeley Arts Magnet School, where she led a preteen peer support group. She also became involved in various groups and organizations that combated racism and sexism. In high school, she sang in the Oakland Youth Choir and became part of a music group called Vocal Motion. Man, this girl is deep, isn't she? And that's what I was telling people when we talk about African-American children and African children. We don't have a lot of our children involved in things called NGOs, N-G-O. Which is non-governmental organizations. But we have other young Democrats. We used to have the young Republicans, the young everything. And I don't know if we still have those. But that's why the children that were growing up in the 70s and late 60s, they were getting a little bit different education. So again, we need to think about that. What happened to those things? Upon high school graduation, she attended Boston's Berklee College of Music. She says she has been influenced by many, including Stevie Wonder, Etta James, Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Bob Marley. Hardest Head. I never heard of him. Marion Makeba, Prince, Sade, and some other names I can't pronounce, and Hugh Masekela. So, Hula Paley and her boyfriend, Theo Rodriguez, have a daughter together named Bahia, B-A-H-I-A, Oshun, O-S-U-N. And I probably screwed that up, but anyway, she was born May 2007. Now, here's a young lady that's driven, and she says when she writes her songs, they're mostly based on the political climate. Today, her music often highlights the need for political and social economic change. So that's what I'm talking about when we have our writers writing. I'm not saying don't do the things you do, but kind of change the pace a little bit. She also became involved in various groups and organizations that combated racism and sexism, which we already said that. And again, when she returned to Oakland after her time at Berklee College of Music, where she concentrated on writing and recording songs, and in 2001, she self-released her debut album. It's called Closer, which only sold 5,000 copies, but you got to give her credit. Here's a young lady saying, well, if I can't get into the industry, I'll create my own label. And she sold 5,000 copies. And now she's being featured on the great Don S. McClure show. At the same time, she was building a devoted audience, popular live performances in the San Francisco Bay Area. Closer peaked at number 63 on the Billboard chart, top R&B hip hop albums chart. And in 2002, she reworked Closer, adding 5 new songs with the help of her family. She formed her own independent label, Skyblaze Recordings, to oversee her musical career. She released her first nationally distributed album, Even Closer, featuring the single Closer. So, I mean, this young lady's working. Closer was also featured on the soundtrack of the 2003 movie. It was featured in a movie called Honey. I guess I got to look that movie up, too. In 2004, Columbia SME Records picked up Skyblaze Recordings for worldwide distribution and re-released the album with additional tracks. She co-wrote and co-produced the entire album, which is a mixture of neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, and something called Leader, L-I-E-D-R. I don't know what that is. She also toured North America with the band Spearhead, and in 2004, Even Closer peaked at number 24 on the Billboard charts for top independent albums. So this young lady's doing a lot. We're going to talk a little bit more about her when we come back. And again, we've got a quick PSA we got to play. But when we come back, I want you to think about that. Here's a young lady trying to put the money together to have her own studios and all everything else. And I'm just now learning about her, which is a good thing. And she's still honoring the South African culture. That's where mom and dad came from. Well, her mother's Leo is Israeli. But the thing is, she's honoring her parents. And we really want to talk about that. We want to get you back to that track. And somebody just asked me, my producer actually, asked me, why was the wedding dress on my photographs on my scheme board? And I said, that's because sometimes when you get married and you have a beautiful wedding dress, maybe keep it so that your younger sister, your cousin, or your daughter can wear that wedding dress. That's what I mean by, are we still just a one-talent producing culture? Maybe keep it and use it as a family heirloom. Maybe pass it down. I don't know if you haven't tore it up or got to fighting in it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. My number is 347-633-9376. That is the number you can call and reach me or listen to the show. And I'm going to take this quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music to play and more information about Hula Paley. So let me look for the PSA that I got to play.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be Child Care Aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered, the answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on the Donis McClure Show. Hey, and I remember when my dad used to say that, "Don't make me come back there." I said, "Back where?" "We're only on the porch." And let me tell you this. I got to tell you this real quick. I used to stay in so much trouble because I had a vivid imagination. So I had these rubber toy soldiers, an army soldier. And I was on the back porch where my dad said, "Don't make me come back there." And I was shooting bing, bing, bang, bang. Anyway, I took some lighter fluid and poured on the soldiers and threw a match on them. And we lived on a back porch that was made of wood. And I almost burnt the house down. And my father came back and said, "You made me come back here." And I got a bad whooping that day. And he said, "Dad, what is wrong with you?" I said, "Well, they wasn't making enough noise. And you kept saying, 'Don't make you come back there.' So I knew you wasn't coming back there." Oh, man, that's crazy. That's really crazy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I hope you whoop your kids a whole lot and make them do right. It would not be child abuse. Because I'm telling you, man, I got a lot of whoopings, and it didn't kill me. My number's 347-633-9376. That's the number to dial, the great Don S. McClure Show. And we are talking about a young talent who's doing quite well in the music industry. I like her music. We're going to get to a track right now so that we can get to moving and grooving. And I just think that I love music. Here's a track called "Brown Eyes" by Destiny Child. And they're talking about me in the song. I kid you not, because I got some beautiful brown eyes. They were like, "Don, we're going to make this for you." Actually, that was Beyonce. She said, "Don, I'm going to make this for you." I'm just telling a story. But the song is called "Brown Eyes."
The first day when you smiled at me, you said to me, and then you said,
Oh, now that was so cute. I like that song. I just told you they have my name.
I will survive the past. No, I will survive fear. No, and I will survive.
Woo! I didn't even know the song hadn't gone off. I don't know what they added that part. But anyway, I'm telling you, they were singing, Don, you know we like your brown eyes, Don. I'm just telling the story. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my board is lit up with blue lights, and my emails are coming in saying, Don, you give out some great information. You're a little crazy, but you give out some great information. Well, thank you. And my priest just wrote me another note. He says, Sunday, confession, 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. I'm like, man, I'm like DuSabo. I don't have to come to that. I know he's going to get me. I know he's going to get me, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and it is 7:59. We are flying. We got 30 more minutes into the show, and I am enjoying myself. I like this new artist that we're playing, and she's not new, but she's a great artist that I like, one that I call undiscovered, at least by me. So that's a great thing. We're going to kick up the show a notch and take my girl, Mickey Howard. Let me see if I want to play Mickey. I don't know. I'm going to play a track by my guy called Kim Waters. And he's got a track called Running to Love. And so, ladies, put your roller skates on, your ice skates, your widget shoes, your stacks, and run down the street. And when you see your man, just kiss him. Kiss him all in the mouth. Kiss him in the face. Kiss him on his forehead. Just kiss him, kiss him, kiss him. And say, Don McClure told me to do that. Anyway, let me play Kim Waters, Running to Love. you know what? I just got an email, and it just said, Don, I'm going to run and kiss my boyfriend square in the mouth. I said, oh, okay. I said, just tell him how I said, yeah. Oh, man. You know, I love a lot of love. Not love, because I can pronounce it correctly, but it's called love. L-U-V. L-E-E. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. The only one that God made. I know my mama said, I don't know, why'd you make him? The number's 347-633-9376. My board is lit up. And if you have me on the internet, you can actually see the board on my screen. So if you want to Skype me or take a look at the board while you're listening to the great Don S. McClure, please do so. And remember, I appreciate every last one of you because I couldn't do my show without you. We're going to play a track by Mary J. Blige, and when we come back, we'll play a quick PSA, and then we're going to talk more about Hula Paley. And I know that girl is probably going to write me and say, Don, how'd you mess up my name like that? I said, I don't know. I'm trying to learn South African. I didn't know they had a certain language. Actually, they got 11. Pretty interesting.
It's been so long. I knew just what I would do when I
That's Mary J. Blige. And I know some of you thought it was Chaka Khan, but it's not. That's Mary. And Mary was cutting up on that track. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is 8:11 on a Friday. We have over 45,000 listeners. Man, that's a heck. I started to say the other word. That's a heck of a lot of people. I got to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're talking more about that subject. Are we still just a one-talent producing culture? And I'm going to explain what that means. But in the meantime, in between time, I got to play the most requested PSA in the history of my show. And it's where Timmy asks his grandfather, "Did Grandma tell you that?" Ooh, I can't stand when he says that.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to change that PSA, and it's going to say, "Jimmy, did Granddad tell you what to buy?" No, Timmy, I didn't ask your grandmother. Oh, man. Hey, I have to wonder about that one. Why is the women always telling the men what to buy? That's kind of crazy. I got to play this track by Hula Paley, My Love. She's our featured artist for tonight. And she's out in California kicking it, doing it, tearing it up, tuning it down, running around, I guess. But anyway, this is a nice track. She's our featured artist for tonight. And I'm enjoying her music. Well, and that her name is spelled, and I want to get it right because I want you to go to Amazon, iTunes, Binkabaka, wherever you want to go, but get her tracks because you know what? That girl can cut up. G-O-A-P-E-L-E. That's her name. Just look it up on the internet. And I like that track. I might play that next week. Ooh, my love, my love, my love. Oh, Don. Oh, my Donnie. Ooh. Oh, man. That's something else. I like that girl. That is really, really a nice track. We got to take another track because we're talking about Are You Still Just a One Talent Producing Culture? And I know that we're not, but we need to step it up. Make sure people know that we're around, we're doing great things, and we're really out there. I've got a track that I got to play by my guy. Then when I come back, I'm going to play another track from our featured artist. This is by my guy. And for you ladies, I'm telling you, this is how the guys feel about you. They may not tell you, but they really do love you, love you, love you. And I'm always getting emails from the guys saying, Don, just almost choked about to tell a story. But I did get some emails from some guys, and they say, tell the girls we love them. We just love them, love them, love them. So I hope I don't choke on that. Can I get my $10 for telling that story? No, I'm not telling the story. Anyway, this is by my boy, Reuben Studdard. You Are the Sunshine of My Life, originally recorded by Stevie Wonder. And I want you to think about that. Hand that ring down to your daughter or that dress and stop being just a one-talent producing culture. I mean, get something that's going to last so everybody can wear it.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye, forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, though I've loved you for our love was in vain. I would find myself drowning in my tears, all because you are the sunshine of my life. Oh, that's why I'll always be around. Thank you.
Oh, that was so lovey-dovey. And I was eating a, what is it? Some Keebler's Sandy cookies, pecan shortbread. And I got choked on one of the cookies. Oh, man. I had to run and get some water. I was just singing that little love song, and I almost choked on a cookie. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, who almost left you. But I'm going to stay around. I told you, God talks to me every week. Don, Don, quit making fun of Moses. I said, all right, man, I'll do right. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I got to play a track by this young lady we're featuring tonight, Hula Paley. And I hope she don't call me and say, Don, please learn my name. But anyway, it's G-O-A-P-E-L-E. You can find her on the internet. And please buy her music. You know, we keep talking about this one talent thing. And one of the things that I stress all the time is we have to do more than just talk about support. We really have to give a lot of support. And yeah, you have to buy album after album after album and CD after CD and book after book. You need to buy my books. You need to make sure you support it so we can grow as a people and do more things. The more people that we get to support, the more we can do for each other. So I'm challenging you. You've got to start doing more supporting. It's nice to have a lot of friends on Facebook. Nice to have a lot of I likes and stuff like that. But we got to continue to build. That's important. And remember, when you find some black icons, talk about them in your conversations. Like Dusabo, the first African-American frontiersman who founded Chicago. Fort Dearborn. You can look it up. He's the first black Catholic. So when you know that and you're talking to other cultures and they talk about Gandhi and their people, you can talk about Dusabo. And it doesn't mean you're trying to say that they're better. You're just saying we are not a one talented producing culture. We know a lot about the people that came and were here long before Frank Sinatra sang the song Chicago. You got to learn to know your history so you can teach your children. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we've been featuring a young lady named Hula Paley, G-O-A-P-E-L-E. She's got a track called Strong as Glass. And I like this young lady.
I know I'm strong. I'll brave a storm. I know I can take a few hits. You ain't gotta worry about this. Stay in my zone. Take care of my home. Always got my own. But be gentle with me, 'cause I'm human, baby, and I pray. You know I might not make it to the next time, baby, that you say you're sorry. I might go away, 'cause I'm only as strong as glass. They say I'm built to last, but I could break. Thank you.
know, that was so versatile. And her name stands for, her name means to move forward. Setswana. I guess that's how you pronounce the language. It's Southern Africa. Man, that's deep. And that was released on her 2014 Hula Paley release, Strong as Glass, her fifth studio album. The lead single was Hey Boy, featuring Snoop Dogg. And the video was released September 10th, 2014, on YouTube. Man, so it just goes to show you, this young lady's sticking with it. She's not giving up. She's moving forward. She has something to do, or Eric Benet has something to do with the album that she has out. So I think he helped co-produce that. But my thing is, to us, we have to keep knowing more about our people. And maybe I could get the South African consulate to bring her here for a concert. That would be nice. Then I could sit there with some tissue and cry, cry, baby. Oh, man, I'm going to play that song, too, next week, Cry Baby. That's a great song. It's an oldie, doo-wop. Cry, cry, baby. Whew. And I'm going to sing for real next week. I promise. Oh, man, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I have enjoyed you tonight. Our subject matter was, are we still just a one-talent producing culture? I'm hoping that Oprah Winfrey heard the show, and that she'll offer that studio to a lot of the young producers, if she hasn't done it already. But again, we got to stop losing the things that we have, and we got to continue. John Johnson started Ebony Magazine back in the day. John Johnson, the other Johnson, started Ultra Sheen. I mean, we got a lot of great African-Americans and people of culture. And we got to stop letting the things that they build die out. John H. Johnson, or John Johnson, whichever one it was, had a building on 87th Street that you could see from the expressway. And I mean, we were all proud. It was Afro Sheen and all that other stuff. You don't hardly hear about that anymore. So again, let's stop being a one-talent producing culture and continue the legacies that our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents did. Hey, I've got to get out of here. I'm going to play my track by my girl, Liv Warfield. Catch me if you can. If you can catch me tonight, you're going to be good, because I'm out of here. But I'm going to see you next Friday, and I'll bring my 45,000 listeners with me. Man, that's a heck of a lot of people. And I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Ooh, I like to kiss, too. I got some pretty lips. Let me play this track called Catch Me If You Can. As I always say, enjoy life. That's all you have. And it's going to be good night for me. But you know what? Liv is going to take us out of here.
Catch me if you can, I'm out of here.
again next Friday. Good night, everybody. Mwah, mwah, mwah.